You're listening to SBS News.
Surrounded by books in her local library with a face mask covering her nose and mouth, Farzana Nazari meticulously writes down her English essay, analysing the text, "Go back to where you came from." Then she rewrites it, trying to memorise it for her final year exam while reminding herself of correct grammar, punctuation and spelling. English is the first of her Year 12 exams and the most difficult, as it's the Afghan refugees' third language.
I have experienced this problem before. There are some words in the exam that I don't understand, some vocabularies, and I have no idea what does it mean, and that's the thing that makes almost all of my answer wrong.
Despite her diligence, it's been hard to achieve in 2021. The Western Sydney lockdown meant she was learning from home for the best part of a year.
They were sending me work, but there were parts that I wouldn't understand. And sometimes they were saying that if you have any questions, you can put a message in Google Classroom and stuff. And I was embarrassed, you know, and like, what if I put this and other kids make fun of me?
The 18-year-old was also confronted with the shocking images out of her homeland as the Taliban took over. It's all had an impact on her mental and emotional health.
It was kind of hard because I was really upset and stuff. You know, I wasn't able to go outside and see my friend, my family. I would say that I'm kind of a social person. I'm in outside most of the times, and it was hard for me to just stay home.
Teachers say preparing for exams has been especially difficult for students with English as a second language. Work has had to be pulled back and well-being has had to be prioritised. Tahira Tafink is an intensive English teacher at Evans High School in Blacktown.
A normal lesson, when you do it with a group of friends, when you do it with your peers, it goes quickly, you have support from teachers, you're doing it as a group. Doing it independently, obviously, is a lot more difficult. And some of them did reach out and say, "I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed." The school reacted by maybe pulling back the workload a little bit.
While not all students face the same challenges, many have reported feeling extremely stressed this year. A survey of 1,000 students by mental health organisation ReachOut found 1 in 3 feel study stress is having a major impact on their mental health, which is almost twice as many as last year. The chief executive of ReachOut is Ashley De Silva.
So we saw really significant increases in the number of young people who were reporting that they were finding it difficult to focus and having trouble sleeping, as well as many young people recognising that from a nutrition perspective, they'd kind of moved right over onto the kind of high caffeine and sugar side of things.
His advice for students is to keep some perspective this exam season.
As important as this feels right now, it will not make or break your whole life. Some really quick things you can do: make sure you have a routine, stick with the sleep, and just make sure that you're taking time out amongst all of these exams to still kind of do things that help you renew.
As Farzana heads into her final exams, she's thinking about the women of Afghanistan who've had their dreams dashed by the Taliban and the sacrifices her parents made to bring her here.
So I'm trying my best to be as good as I can, just so I can pay off their hardship a little bit by making them proud.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.